When a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, he hears it. It's time for the most interesting man in the world, Fish Talk with the Duck.
That's right, kid. It's time for a little fish talk here on Outdoor Journal Radio. We call him the Doc. His name is Gord Peiser. He is the award-winning columnist and fishing editor of Outdoor Canada magazine, the best coast-to-coast hunting, fishing, and outdoor magazine in the nation. If you don't have a subscription, change that. Go to outdoorcanada.ca. Tell them the Doc sent you, and they will look after you in a very special way. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Ange.
How's it going, bud?
Oh, it's, you know what? We sent you that beautiful weather. There's even better coming. We've had 3-4 days up here. Absolutely. The bluest sky, the hottest sun, no wind whatsoever, and temperatures in that 17 to 20 degree range. So we're sending it your way. It should get there within the next day or two.
Nice. The trout anglers can use it for sure. Although it might not be great for fishing, it certainly is nice to come out of the cave and enjoy some of that sunshine.
You know, I have never been more prepared for fishing. I pulled the boat out into the driveway the last 2 days. I have got it washed. I've got it waxed. I've got all my rods rigged. Musky season's 2 months away, and I've got all my rods rigged for musky season two months away. It's crazy.
Hopefully we'll be back in business by then.
I hope we will.
So talk to me about this trout opener, and first of all, are you participating in it?
Well, you see, up here, we're kind of fortunate in that respect. We don't have steelhead, and so it's a kind of a non-event in Northwest Ontario. Our closest would be 6 hours away in Thunder Bay, and the rest of the trout lakes have been open. They're open year round.
Right.
So, and the other thing, of course, is our ice is really bad right now. So, everyone is social distancing and staying home regardless. There's just nothing to do right now, fishing wise.
So safe to say this is that one dark period of the year where the Doc cannot go out fishing, not because he doesn't want to.
But it's when you do all the other things, Ange. Like right. I say, I had the boat out yesterday in the driveway and the day before, got them washed. And, you know, that's what you can do on beautiful days like this. Pull it out of the garage, put it on the driveway, hook up the hose. As I say, I even had a hand brush. I can't believe this. I had a hand brush, and I was scraping all the little blood stains on it. I got the carpet cleaned. I got it vacuumed. It has never looked so good. It's in showroom condition.
I love it.
And then at night, I've been tying up all my marabou jigs. I've been tying up walleye inline spinners. I've got stinger hooks rigged. And the other cool thing that I've been able to do on the blog side of things, I've had some really, really great questions come in. So during the day, I've been able to actually put a blog up earlier in the week here on white and black crappies. And it was an angler who sent me an email. And he said, I can't tell the difference. I think I'm catching white crappies, but I know there's blacks around. How do you tell the difference between a white and a black crappie? And so, you know, it's given me a chance to pick up some of those really, really good questions that come in. And my attitude always is if one angler has that question, there's probably 100. And it sparked, again, it sparked a lot of great discussions. So do you know the difference, Ange, between a white and a black? The most definitive way to tell a white crappie from a black crappie?
I could honestly tell you no, I do not.
And it's really, really cool. You know, most people look at color, and color's probably always the worst way to define between fish species. And it's really, really simple. A white crappie on the dorsal fin, a white crappie has 6 spines that if you touch them, you know, those really sharp spines that could go in your finger. Well, a white has 6, and a black crappie always has 7 or 8.
Wow. See? Look at that. See?
Isn't that simple? So you catch a crappie, count those sharp dorsal spines, six or less white crappie, seven or more black crappie.
Well, now that we're talking about crappie and the season is upon us here very shortly, what aside from the spines, that's now going to be permanently embedded in my mind for sure. Aside from
everything
that,
you didn't want to know.
Yeah. Aside from that, what else should we know? Do they cohabit? Like, can you find both of them in the same spot? Can you catch?
Yeah, it's really cool. Because you can, Ange, but one always dominates. It's not like they're ever generally 50-50. And one of the reasons for that is white crappies prefer more dingy water. They're really, really confined essentially to your neck of the woods, Lake Ontario, Lake Erie, Lake St. Clair, Lake Huron, and the furthest north population of white crappies, probably of their entire range, is Manitoulin Island. But white crappies prefer dingier water. Black crappies prefer it a little bit clearer. And in the U.S., down in Kentucky, Tennessee, where crappie fishing's a religion, the water's clearing up because of zebra mussels and things like that. And blacks are actually starting to dominate in a lot of the lakes like Kentucky Lake, Chickamauga, those kinds of systems. Blacks are becoming much, much more common and much, much more prevalent. And I have to be honest, black crappies, I favor them a little bit more than whites regardless.
I was going to just ask you that. So aside from those obvious little differences, what else can you tell me? How are they as far as table fare? How do they compare in that area?
Well, you know, Ange, they are probably the best tasting fish that swims in fresh water. If you get a 10, 12, 13 inch crappie, I would defy you to pick a freshwater fish that tastes any better. They're just absolutely superb. The one thing though that you asked a really good question about this time of the year in crappies, and if folks make a mistake, we all know that they're going to come shallow and they're going to pull into those reeds and weeds and rocky areas to spawn. If we make a mistake this time of year when we go out for them, we think that they all rush to shore the minute the ice leaves the lake. And it's a much slower process. So if you were out on Rice Lake or any of the Kawarthas, if folks were fishing there and they were catching them maybe in, you know, 16, 18, 20, 22 feet, don't just rush to shore immediately and start throwing in 2-3 feet. They're working their way slowly. So I would actually go to where I left them on the ice and then come gradually shallower from there if I don't find them.
Is there a temperature range that triggers them? I know, you know, in bass, we know exactly when they're going to move shallow. Do crappie follow the same rules?
Yeah, not really. I mean, it's almost as though they all know that the shallows are going to warm up quickly, but they don't warm up as soon as the ice leaves. In fact, then that's a really good point, Ange. The shallows, actually, for a little bit of time, are actually the coldest water in the lake because it's been so shallow. The ice melts and the surface is still, you know, 37, 38, 39 degrees. We're out in deeper water. It's actually down 39, 5, 40. But it will start to warm up quickly, and they will make that rush towards shore. But it's more of a gradual movement. It's not just overnight. But I would think a week, 10 days from now, they will really be up tight to shore.
Now that I can tell the difference between white and blacks, I am good to go. I want to remind folks that trout season is officially open as of today. So what I would recommend that you go to outdoorcanada.co blog and check out Gord's latest discussions on trout fishing with six Canadian trout experts as they reveal their secret fishing techniques. And maybe we can talk about that next week, Gordy.
Let's do that, Ange.
All right, my friend. Go shine up that boat a little bit more. I see a spot on it.
I can't get it any shinier.
Take care, Gordy.
Take care.
Gord Peiser, the doc from Outdoor Canada magazine. To check him out, go to outdoorcanada.ca or just punch up Gord Peiser or the doc, and he'll be all over the place. That are it, Stephen. We're out of here. Another wonderful Saturday morning with you.
Yes, thank you.
On behalf of the entire ODJ crew, Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Sarah Pollock. I guess she's on the list too, right?
Yeah.
I can't forget that. I'm Angelo Biola. Have a great weekend, folks. And if you're going out trout fishing, let's play it safe. Talk to you next week.